Now, friends, Paul, having told us about being caught up to the third heaven, his experience there, not able to tell us. Someone has said that one of the reasons he is not able to tell us, that if he had been able to, why, there would be a mass exodus out of this world to get there. Well, I don't know about that, but I do know this. Paul was given a thorn in the flesh that he might not be lifted up too much. God kept this man, a very humble man, by the way, and we see that now in this section. Paul says, "For what is it wherein you were inferior to other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. Behold, the third time I'm ready to come to you, and I'll not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you." He was after them. "For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children." Paul had been their spiritual father. You see, he had founded the church in Corinth. And then he says, "And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved." It sounds like a complaint, does it not, on the part of Paul? But the Spirit of God has insisted that he tell about these things and not tell about what he saw in heaven. To tell about his burdens down here, and one of them was he loved these people, but many had not loved him in return. Verse 16, "But be it so, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with guile." Now, I think here that we need to recognize that though we are to be fishermen of men, that what Paul is actually saying here is this. That's what they were saying, the enemies of Paul in the church in Corinth. They were being, I think, very unfair to this man. And they said, "Well, he came over here and he used cleverness and he used these different methods to get us." But Paul didn't use that. He says, "Did I make a gain of you by any of them whom I sent unto you?" He says, "I didn't use these methods, and I didn't send other men along to make a gain of you." And he says in verse 18, "I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walked we not in the same spirit? Walked we not in the same steps?" And Titus was the same way among them.